reported this morning that the spill of toxic red mud sludge from an aluminum plant in Hungary has reached the Danube River. Here to talk about what the environmental consequences of that are and just what exactly red mud is are Dr. William Carey, a professor of ceramic engineering at Alfred University, Dr. Lex van Geen, a geochemist at Columbia's Lomont-Doherty Earth Observatory, and from Hungary, from Budapest, Gábor Fegecsi, acting director of the World Wildlife Fund in Hungary. Welcome, all of you, to our show today for this backstory segment. Gábor, weren't you just at the site of the sludge spill?
Yeah, I was there yesterday, and the site was really terrific. Everything was covered with this red mud, with this red sludge, and we saw animals suffering from burning, and we saw soldiers coming up and down, trying to washing down the cars, washing down everything from this red mud that covers everything.
Now, the sludge has reached the Danube River. Has that caused a noticeable change in its color, which at least when Strauss was writing about it, was blue?
Well, the Danube is not blue anymore. It's just something like between gray and green, I would say. But the spill is not red anymore as well. So after leaving River Martal, it became yellow. And then now when it flew into the Danube, it was kind of whitish, foamy material.
And why is that? Is that just chemical reactions?
I'm sure it must have been some kind of chemical reactions on the one hand. But on the other hand, the authorities are pouring lots of plaster in the water. Because, you know, this spill is consists of a very alkaline substance. So, therefore, the authorities try to make it more acidic. So this is why they are pouring plaster in it. And I think this causes this white color.
Lex, let me bring you in here. Is that the approach you would have suggested?
I read about it in the news reports myself, and I was actually a bit puzzled by it. It would seem that it's an approach that's more might be more appropriate for an acidic spill, and this is, I think, the unusual feature of this particular spill, which is a very alkaline spill. So I would have maybe expected organic acids like citric acid being used to try to neutralize that without making the situation worse by making it very acidic.
I've read that the pH of this red mud toxic sludge is something like 13. That's more than bleach, isn't it?
That's right. Bleach, depending on the concentration, is between a pH between 11 and 12. Bleach, of course, also hurts the skin for other reasons because it's a very strong oxidant.
Mm-hmm. So what is the story here? Can anything live in something which has a pH of 13?
As far as I know, no, and it will certainly take a long time to restore the soils that have been now covered with this material to the point where they can be used for agriculture again.
William Carey, isn't aluminum one of the most common elements in the Earth's crust? Can you give us a layperson's explanation of how it's commonly produced today?
Yes, actually, aluminum is the third most common element in the Earth's crust and the most common metal. It's the third most common element behind oxygen and silicon. In the case of the production of aluminum metal, bauxite is the most commonly used raw material because it has the highest aluminum content on the order of about 37 to 60% aluminum oxide. And so it's the logical choice, both economically and practically, for making aluminum metal.
Is bauxite toxic?
Not by itself, no.
So what is it in the refining process that makes it so caustic?
Well, the problem with bauxite is that the separation between the aluminum oxide that you want and the other impurities, which are typically iron and titanium and silica, is that it's very finely divided, meaning that it's very difficult to remove these materials. They can't be removed. Impurities can't be removed by mechanical means. They have to be removed by chemical means. And so what happens is they take bauxite and they literally dissolve the bauxite in a high pH, high temperature solution of sodium hydroxide. And that just dissolves the aluminum and leaves behind the iron and the titanium, which are then what are constitute red mud.
So is the iron what gives it the red color?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Well, the high pH is necessary then to dissolve the aluminum, and what you're left with is a very high pH suspension of iron oxide, and that's where the problem lies.
Well, this isn't the only processing plant in the world. What's the general approach to dealing with the red mud that comes from the creation of aluminum?
Well, actually, it's a global problem, and there have been a few approaches to try to deal with red mud, but there is no practical solution at the moment. There are three approaches that I'm aware of. One is to make ceramic tiles. Another is making bricks in Indonesia. And the third is actually to dilute red mud with seawater to bring the pH down to a reasonable level. And then that material can be reintroduced in the environment.
Gabor, are there tight environmental regulations around how aluminum is produced in Hungary?
No, I don't think so. I think it's even a European problem, because if we take the directive that is about mining wastes, I think that directive for the whole European Union is very weak. And there are very weak criteria how these dams are constructed that should hold this whole liquid together. So I think this is a major problem, and actually no natural disaster happened, so there must have been some kind of human mistake made. And this is because I think requirements are extremely low for these type of dams.
Well, the red mud was sitting in a reservoir. Was it waiting to be processed or disposed of in some way?
I think the reservoirs are later covered with other industrial byproducts, and it's a kind of recultivation process that would happen afterwards, after decades. But this very alkaline liquid is supposed to simply evaporate.
Bill, is there really any way to dispose of red mud?
Not that we're currently aware of that's either economical or reasonable.
Well, can the iron be extracted from it?
Not as far as I'm aware.
My guests are Dr. William Carey, who is a professor of ceramic engineering at Alfred University, Dr. Lex Van Geen, a geochemist at Columbia's Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory, and from Budapest, we're speaking to Gabor Figetsky, who is acting director of the World Wildlife Fund in Hungary. Lex, you've worked on toxic cleanup of mine spills before in Spain, but those were acidic, weren't they?
That's right. So, there have been a number of large spills of that nature. The most recent one I'm aware of was indeed in 1998 in Spain, and it was about 10 times larger than in volume than this particular spill, and it affected a large nature preserve. One thing that may be worth pointing out is the concentration of toxic metals like lead or metalloids like arsenic or copper are typically much higher in these acid mine tailings than they are in the red mud. So I've read reports about the metal content. I think it's really the alkalinity that is the main issue to address, both in the short and probably the longer term, rather than the metal content of these of this sludge.
Is it easier to deal with an acid spill than an alkaline spill?
I think that in the case of the Spanish spill, for instance, essentially the equivalent of several times the equivalent of what was spilled, which was 5 or 6 million cubic meters, had to be dug out and put away. So it is a very big operation either way.
Gabor, the Hungarian government is working to remediate the site, and what you described doesn't sound all that promising. Didn't you meet with government ministers today?
Yesterday, I had the chance to talk to the state secretary who is in charge of the environment. At that time, the spill only hit River Martsal and later River Raba, which are much smaller streams and rivers. But basically, this River Martsal has completely died. So there was such a high pH that none of the life forms could survive in the river. So that was the major problem. And yes, I can confirm that the main problem is alkalinity here. We have no data. We have no results of the chemical analysis. So we don't know if any heavy metal is contained in the red sludge.
And does anyone know what led to the collapse? It was mentioned earlier that it probably was more likely to have been caused by human failure than by something that actually was physical.
Yeah, I think it must have been kind of a human failure. And there was a regular check 2 weeks ago done by the authorities, and they have seen nothing on the scene. So I think it seems to be quite an interesting case.
Is aluminum processing a major industry in Hungary?
We have three plants which are producing. Two of them are producing alumina, and one of them is producing aluminium itself. So this one has the whole chain. They are mining bauxite and producing aluminium as the end product.
Bill, where in the world does most of the bauxite come from?
Most of the bauxite in the world comes from Australia or China, also Guinea and Jamaica and India. Those are the major producers of bauxite in the world. And actually, Hungary is a very small producer of bauxite. They were fairly significant during World War II, but after World War II became a very minor producer in the world market.
It's usually processed where it's mined?
Yes.
Wasn't there a major bauxite aluminum site in Arkansas?
There was, and that's been mined out now for several years to where the United States actually produces none of its own bauxite but imports all of it from other countries.
Lex, what is the process of remediation for spills like this? Will all of the contaminated soil have to be dug up and reprocessed somehow, or can it just be disposed of and replaced?
I think I expect a lot of it will be dug up, at least 10, 20, maybe half a meter from the most affected areas, as is done typically when there are large acid mine drainage spills. I think this is a somewhat unprecedented spill. When tailings are left alone in the pond, they will eventually become acidified, neutralized by an acid that's in the atmosphere, and that's carbon dioxide. But this process takes decades and requires some particular conditions, drainage and the like. I could imagine that something will be added to the soil over a large area, and this would have to be priced, of course. Citric acid, I just looked it up. You can get it in China for about $1,000 a ton. Now, that's a food grade, so maybe it'll be less expensive. Clearly, it's a major operation. It will require a lot of money and effort to bring the situation back to something close enough to normal.
Gabor, four people have died and over 100 people have been injured. They're expected to be long-term health consequences for these injured people?
Hopefully not. We don't know much about people in the hospital. We just know that people who have died have drowned. So they didn't die because of burning. Mm-hmm. All people who are burned are in hospital now, and we hope that in some days they can get out of there and we'll recover soon.
But it has killed off the fish in rivers and any animals that were in its way.
Yeah, it completely killed everything. But it seems that it didn't have a long connection with the skins of people, because they had some time to to flee.
Thank you all so much for being with us. Gábor Figetsky is acting director of the World Wildlife Fund in Hungary. Dr. William Carey is a professor of ceramic engineering at Alfred University, and Dr. Lex Van Geen is a geochemist at Columbia's Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory. It's been a pleasure talking with you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.